Welcome to Ali Shorts. In today's episode, we're going to explore the world of prioritization in product management through the lens of a restaurant menu. Get ready to savor the flavors of effective decision-making. Prioritization is like crafting the perfect menu. You've got a wealth of dishes, but you must decide which ones to feature prominently. If you've ever struggled with this challenge, you're in for a treat. In this episode, we'll show you how to curate your product menu for success. Imagine your product roadmap as an extensive restaurant menu, filled with delectable options. Each item represents a potential project. But here's the catch. Not all dishes are equally enticing, and you need to organize your menu wisely. That's where prioritization comes in. Now let's step into the bustling kitchen of prioritization. It's a bit like preparing a diverse menu. There are various factors to consider. We'll uncover some common pitfalls and discuss why prioritization can be as complex as crafting a gourmet meal. Fear not, because we have a secret ingredient to share: the rice framework. Just like a skilled chef selects the finest ingredients, rice helps you choose the most promising projects. Rice stands for reach, impact, confidence, and effort. The four essential elements in our menu of success. Reach, our first course, is like estimating how many hungry patrons your dishes will serve. We'll explore how to avoid bias and make realistic projections to ensure your menu has broad appeal. Next up is impact, the flavor explosion each dish delivers. We'll discuss how to measure this elusive concept and why it's essential for crafting a memorable menu that leaves customers craving more. Confidence, our third ingredient, is about the trustworthiness of your recipes. It's like being sure your chef can consistently deliver a delightful meal. We'll dive into why confidence is a vital seasoning in your menu. Last but not least, we'll look at effort, the amount of time and resources it takes to prepare each dish. Just like managing kitchen staff efficiently, estimating effort is crucial for creating a menu that's both delicious and sustainable. Now, let's bring these ingredients together and craft a mouthwatering menu. We'll walk through the process of calculating the rice score, which combines these four factors into a single, flavorful metric that helps you compare dishes at a glance. Remember, while rice scores provide guidance, they're not rigid recipes. Just as a chef may occasionally bend the rules to delight a special customer, product managers may choose to prioritize a project with a lower score for strategic reasons. In the world of product management, the rice framework is your menu planner. It helps you create a menu that delights your customers, keeps your kitchen running smoothly, and ensures your restaurant's success. So whether you're a seasoned product manager or a fresh face in the industry, think of rice as your secret ingredient for crafting a menu of success that will leave your customers coming back for more. Thanks for joining us on this culinary journey through the world of prioritization. We hope you now see how the rice framework can spice up your product roadmap. Until next time, bon appetit, and may your product menu be a feast for the senses.